also being hyper positive, that's a red flag. I don't need that. I need real. I need keep it real. I need Jeff Bezos dick rocket real. Like, do not tell me it's not what it is, right?
Hello and welcome to Rebel, a collection of Realm's comedies, dramedies, and rom-com oddities. My name is Rhoda. I'm a producer at Realm.
And my name is Kaylin, and I'm an audio producer and director at Realm. Together, we help make the show you're about to hear called The Co-Founder. Stay tuned after the show for commentary from us and behind-the-scenes discussion about this episode.
Stick around. We're going to talk about red flags, fights with your BFFs, and creative differences that you might have when going into business with a friend.
We'll be back just after this.
I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high-quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CauseMetics. .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Hello, I'm Alison Larkin, writer, comedian, narrator, and host of the Jane Austen podcast. Join me as we embark on a journey through Austen's timeless stories, starting with Pride and Prejudice. The Jane Austen podcast with Alison Larkin is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Juliet was trying to teach Toby the basics of coding to deepen his disguise as a tech bro and wily co-founder, but also yes, because she was hot for him and his generic-ass face. I don't know. But she'd spent hours making eyes at him at the coffee shop, and she was so exhausted and distracted by his symmetry that some of the red flags weren't looking like red flags to her.
How's this?
Maybe not. Hello. World is not going so well for us, is it?
Hey, how about another pour over?
It's almost 5. I don't think I can drink any more coffee. I've already got the shakes.
Well, I was actually going to suggest we leave soon.
Oh?
Yeah, I have somewhere to bring you. It's a surprise. I've been working all week, and I didn't think I could do it, but I pulled it off.
Well, what kind of surprise?
I'll text Valerie the address. It's something for the both of you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm going to grab a bottle of water before we leave.
Oh, let me pay for it. You know, since I can't give you the pretty girl discount anymore. I mean, pretty woman.
Whoa, I am obviously Richard Gere in this situation.
I didn't mean...
I'm just teasing you. Wait. What was that?
What?
The flip phone in your bag? Real retro.
Oh, my grandma insists on calling me on that one. She says smartphones give you cancer.
Couldn't you use your iPhone, but then tell her you were using the old Motorola?
Are you suggesting I lie to my grandma?
No, just that it feels impractical.
Oh, hold that thought. Valerie says she's meeting us there. Let's go.
Okay.
Realm presents The Co-Founder, starring Alexandra Shipp and Sunita Mani. Episode 4.
Wait, Toby, why are we at Hustle Hub? You know we got evicted from here last week, right? And not in a nice way.
Yeah, but this is a brand new start. The surprise is on the 40th floor.
Wait, do you mean the penthouse floor?
Icarus is the exclusive new service to manage your social media presence. Members receive personalized consultation and daily monitoring with special lockout protections to stop you from saying inflammatory shit to get yourself canceled. Icarus, we won't let you fly too close to the sun.
Oh, wow, that one was depressing. Toby, this place is huge. Nothing like our shared shoebox office on the fifth floor.
Oh, that must be Valerie.
Valerie and company. I believe he needs no introduction, but say hello to the best programmer in the state of California, Lee Sun.
Oi. This is what I'm saying about Val. She says she's gonna go easy with the new hires, and then she arrives with epic programming genius, guy who she hired, Lee Sun. She's out there just making the rules as she goes, breaking the rules as she goes. Oh, I never thought about how make and break rhyme.
Say hello to the best programmer in the state of California, Lee Sun.
Hello.
Hi, Lee. I'm Juliet, big fan of yours. I saw you guest lecture at the University of Chicago last year, and...
Hi, nice to meet you, Juliet. Wiley, this is gonna be amazing.
Lee was voted hottest commodity by Mashable, Gizmodo, and TechCrunch this year. Hey, Toby, I thought you could take the lead on getting him set up.
Sure thing.
Either this Hustle Hub lighting is terrible, which it's not because judging from my reflection in this mirrored elevator door, I look amazing. So, it seems like your face has taken on a tinge of green. You okay, bestie?
Val.
In any event, you both can meet the rest of the team on Monday.
The rest of the team?
Yeah, well, we needed an accountant, a contractor for now. Toby, I set up a call between him and you tomorrow, 9 a.m.?
Sure.
Oh, unless that's a problem?
No problem at all.
Valerie, can I speak to you?
Excellent. Okay, and after that, you have a 10:30 with Kelly Baker, who's going to back me up in marketing.
Val.
And then there are a couple of great candidates for lead designer, so...
Valerie!
Yes, general. I mean...
Maybe that's enough expansion for now, Val. We don't want to bankrupt Wiley in the first week.
Speaking of, where exactly are we? Anyone care to tell me why we've been summoned to an empty office space? Because surely the rent alone would...
It's the new location of our office.
Our office. Okay, and I'm certain that Juliet, our dollar-conscious dear leader, pre-approved this choice?
It was a surprise for both of you. And I have a whole vision for the layout. Oh, I love surprises. Voila!
You want to turn the office space into a Chuck E. Cheese?
You love Chuck E. Cheese. You had like 4 birthdays there.
From the ages of like 6 to 10, Juliet. I'm a child of the aughts. We all had bad taste.
Oh, man. You have ping pong on your vision board? Because I regret to inform you that I fulfill this particular Asian stereotype. I will dominate at ping pong. Yeah, we can get a tournament going, and we'll have a pinball machine section and a couple air hockey tables and a main bank for all the joystick games. Jules, I'm opting for no gun games because I know you hate them. She hates the violence.
Wrong. She loves a gun game. Haven't you watched even one of her Twitch live streams?
I have. Super awesome. Big fan here.
You have? Thank you.
She hates the graphics on those first-person arcade shooters because they give her motion sickness.
It is not pretty.
Juliet, you're always pretty.
Does the penthouse have a terrace I can jump off of?
No, they're very safety conscious here at Hustle Hub.
So, is all this for an arcade party or something?
Wiley's launch party. The best launch party any startup has ever had.
Yeah, I was thinking something more chic. We need to attract people with money, not people who eat hot Cheetos in their mom's basement.
I used to eat hot Cheetos in your basement. Is this party not for me too?
No, you know I didn't mean it like that.
But I got the impression from Freddy that you two love arcade games.
You took him to Freddy's?
No.
I just listen when she talks. It feels authentic to the vision of Wiley. Very Jules and Val. Plus, investors will eat it up. We're gonna build the arcade right here at the office.
That's a lot of machinery for just one night. Do we even have the budget for that?
Do we have the budget for four new hires?
Val, do we have the budget for all these new hires?
For what it's worth, I'm very expensive.
Of course.
We have to raise some funds if we're gonna give the entire Wiley team the salaries they deserve. Don't you think, Lee?
It's best to get your second round of funding as quickly as possible.
Sorry. I shouldn't have assumed Val doesn't already have a plan to get additional funding. Now back to this party. I've already been in contact with vendors and gotten some great advertising deals. It's gonna be fantastic.
Well, I don't want to rush into a decision here.
I mean, right now, I care about how we scaled up our team by 100%, and no one told me.
Should I go? Yeah, I'm gonna go.
Okay, bye. I'm really excited to work with you.
I'm gonna go too, and start planning this party.
Wait a minute, we haven't finished.
Let it go, Val. Me and you, we need to talk. What are you doing?
What am I not doing? I'm trying to build a company while you're drinking coffee all day, making eyes at Tobykins.
Ugh, you are obsessed with him.
I'm obsessed with him?
I am catching him up on our company and training him because you refused to. You told me that we were going to scale up slowly. You didn't even consult me. You're making these unilateral decisions without me, but we built this together.
Exactly! We built this together, me and you. But how am I even supposed to consult you when you're with him all day? This is like such a critical time. Why are you wasting your time training him? He's supposed to be temporary, remember?
It's not even him, Valerie. I don't expect anything from him. You're my actual business partner and best friend. I need to count on your partnership, not your ego.
This isn't ego. We can't trust him, Jules. The other day, Reyna caught him speaking Russian outside this cafe. I mean, he could be a hacker or something.
Oh my God, is this what this is about? He was practicing Russian and his Russian accent to be in a production of Uncle Vanya.
What? Okay. But, you know, that's not the only thing.
Enough, Val. You're being unreasonable. I will not be the partner that gets overruled or ignored. I get to make decisions too. So Toby stays, we do this arcade party, and you get your staff.
Or what?
Or I'm out.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm tired. If I get what I want, I'll stay. Look, there's $1 million on the table, Val. And it's up to you if you want to take it.
Val is being all mama bird, trying to protect her BFF, and rightly so. And Jules just wants to feel like an equal partner who's heard, considered. And then there's Toby, that little two-faced gremlin, whispering all the right things to Jules and generally getting under Val's skin. When you put $1 million in play, everything gets more complicated. To quote the great American philosopher Christopher Wallace, more money, more problems. But it is useful when you need to rub it in the face of your frenemies, like Mackenzie Dunn.
Lee, Kelly, here are your Hustle Hub key cards. You have to use them to enter the building, and then again, once you get into the elevator, because we're in the penthouse and all.
What's all this?
Hey, Dunny. Oh, we're moving into our new offices, in case you haven't heard.
Yes, I saw the press release. I didn't expect to see you here.
We're relocating to the top floor, penthouse. We'll try not to disturb you as we make ourselves comfortable.
Wow, what a turn of fortune. From security escort out of the building to the penthouse.
Name a tech god who hasn't gotten kicked to the curb at some point.
Tech god?
More like delusional.
Okay, Team Wiley, head to the express elevator bank at the far end of the lobby. They're reserved for the very real top 10 floors. You know, they just zoom right past all the others, including yours, Dunny. Remember, use your card, press P for penthouse, okay?
And find Juliet. She's up there with the Hustle Hub building manager.
And this must be your new partner, Toby, was it? You look vaguely familiar.
This is Toby Johnson, a new executive.
An early investor. It wasn't much, but my whole family's in the business, so I always had a knack for it. Plus a little inheritance.
A real natural.
So you're the founder of CryptoCupid, huh? Impressive. It's a shame you're dealing with that hack. I'm sure you'll get all the kinks figured out soon.
If you'll excuse us, we gotta catch up with the rest of our team in the penthouse.
The penthouse, yeah, you mentioned it.
I thought you'd like that burn on Mackenzie.
Oh, I did. Would you like a cookie?
I promised Jules I would be more patient with you, so I will.
Patient?
She thinks you're a little jealous. I get it. It's just been the two of you since kindergarten class. I'm not trying to take her away from you.
Good, because you never could. You can wait for the next one.
Mad Mantra is a meditation app for anger management. We'll give you the mouth sounds you need to stay calm and present. Steal away to that special place, a green pasture, the shore of a still lake, a Scrooge McDuck pile of money that you can swim in at your leisure, all with the help of a simple mantra. Download Mad Mantra and find your peace today.
This place is the worst.
Oh, holy shit.
So, despite herself, Val was impressed. The Wiley HQ had slick flat-screen monitors lining the wall, vintage arcade game posters, giant cushions, beanbags perfectly strewn about. Oh, and of course, the penthouse view. It was a startup dream, and she was proud of Jules. Val was even ready to play nice with Toby, because even though she hates being wrong, she genuinely hoped she'd misjudged him, that Toby would surprise her with something kind and genuine. But lesson learned, intuition is a bitch. Especially when she's right.
Hey lady, where do you want the arcade games to go?
I think they could line up across the north wall so the screens won't catch the glare at sunset. And then it opens up this main area for when we set up the toast.
And the ping pong tables?
What do you think?
The adjacent room right here, so we can keep all the little ping pongs contained. No, people are going to be drunk and terrible and hit it wide. But the air hockey's already set up there.
Let's get the guys to move them.
God, this is...
Valerie! So, what do you think? Do you like it?
I mean, Jules, it's perfect. You did this?
Yeah. Well, with Toby's help.
Okay.
I'm telling you, Val. This party is going to work out.
It's not just the party I'm worried about.
Well, don't worry. Our dreams are coming true.
They are, aren't they?
Yeah. Look around. I just think if you opened yourself up to all the changes Toby's proposed, you might be able to...
You're right. I'm sorry. I've been a jerk.
Hold up. I'm right?
Yeah, you're right. I'd like to not talk about him, really. I'd like to talk about you. His help or not, this place looks amazing. You're making decisions, bossing people around. I'm really proud of you.
Oh, Val. Hey, don't take all the high score slots, people. We need to save some for the VCs coming tonight. Have pity on them. You want to see your office?
Sure.
Okay, so for obvious reasons, your office is labeled sell, and mine across is build.
Oh, okay. I see you polished wood desk.
Check.
Sleek black ergonomic chair. Okay, I could get into it.
I know you probably wanted something nice, like a brown leather executive, but I also know you're still traumatized by that one time in seventh grade.
Yes, when my period came early and with the force of a biblical flood, yes. Mm. And that was one of those shitty plastic chairs, and we still couldn't get the stain out. Oh, Jules.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. You haven't even seen the best part. Here.
Wait, is this?
Yup. Road rumble.
Jules, this place is amazing.
So you want to play?
Hey, Jack in the Box just arrived. Lunchtime.
Oh, you still hate those fries, right?
Go ahead. I have some stuff to put away. Are you going home before the party or changing here?
Probably home.
Want to go together?
Sure. Oh, wait. Here's the token.
Oh my God, it says W on it. Nice touch. Wait, you had this minted special?
Yeah. To remind you that you always win.
Ladies, it's gonna get cold.
Jesus, Toby! It was delivered here in an Uber. It's already cold.
Oh, come on, Val. He's trying to include everyone.
Road rumble.
Oh, fuck yeah. Okay, here I go. Here I go. No, no. Wait. No.
You lose.
All right. Okay, you got lucky. To remind you that you always win. Not always.
What's up? I mean, he gets Toaster.
Hey, what's that noise? Where are you?
Germany, my man. I'm just out here picking up components for my custom-made juicer.
Cool, man. Anyway, calling to report that they were super impressed with the penthouse suite. Even Val was, like, super stoked.
Yeah, man, we're totally coming out on top, aren't we, Tobes? Nothing but the best for those two, am I right?
You mean us three, right? Because I'm part of the company, too, but, like, I'm, like, basically a co-founder.
Ah, I can't hear you over this, blending, but sure, you're, like, not at all irreplaceable. I'll catch you later. Phew.
Summer is almost here, so that means tons of outdoor activities and trying to keep up with all the fun things that are going on. Factor can help you stay on top of your wellness goals and stay fit, healthy, and full for the summer. They have fresh, never frozen meals that are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes, no matter how busy you are, so you can get back to what you like doing. With 35 different meals and more than 60 different add-ons, you are sure to never get bored. You can treat yourself to restaurant quality meals that have ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon, and keep kitchen time to a minimum, so essentially, no cleaning up. It's great. I got my brother a Factor box because he expressed some interest in wanting to get healthy over the summer and try eating more vegan food. And this made it a really effortless transition for him to try some new foods and also get food he didn't have access to. He figured out what he liked, what he didn't like, and he did it with the help of Factor. So if this sounds like something you want to try, you can head to factormeals.com/rebel50 and use code REBEL50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off the next month. That's code REBEL50 at factormeals.com/rebel50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for sticking around and listening to Revel. My name is Kaylin West, and I am here with my coworker and fellow producer, Rhoda Baeza.
Hello, how are you?
I am doing great. I would love to talk to you about some things in this episode that came up. Red flags.
Right, okay, because of the shady Motorola, like, yeah, flip phone.
Right.
Among other things, among, right?
Right, it was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah.
But Juliet sees Toby's flip phone, and there's some discussion as to whether that is a red flag, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Strange. I was just curious, what are your red flags when you're getting to know somebody?
So don't get me wrong. I love a shit talker. I think it's really, really fun. But there's like a good natured way to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, like we're kind of all in this together, really lighthearted and irreverent. Mm-hmm. And then there is like a real kind of judgy bite to it, you know, mm-hmm, where there's like a kind of a moral superiority to the shit talking. I think that gossip is a bonding exercise, right? So there's like absolutely a way in which you can kick off like a new friendship or a new romance, kind of mutually venting, right?
Yes. You know
what I mean? That,
but trauma bonding.
Yeah. And then it kind of becomes this like fine line where, you know, it's at other people's expense and it's to make the person kind of leading the charge seem superior or better. It can have subtle beginnings, but I think that it has like a really dangerous trajectory. And I think that there are weird personality power play dynamics, because when you are invited into the fold, right? Mm-hmm. Like somebody kind of confides in you to talk shit about, mm-hmm, all of these things, right? And all of these people, what it sets up, you know, when you move away from them, or when you're away from them for any given amount of time, you're like, are they saying those things about me, you know? And it like kind of creates an approval feedback loop.
Absolutely.
You know, again, I don't need people to be unrealistically cheerful and super positive all the time. Like, I think that can be a flag too, right?
Yeah, you know? I agree.
But I think You should believe someone when they tell you who they are. Yeah.
Yeah, like when they show you through their actions. And yeah, so I agree with you. That's a red flag for me, too. If people gossip and they have to put other people down to feel good about themselves, I don't like partaking in that because it doesn't really enhance my life at all. And I was always kind of allergic to cliques, you know, and that whole attitude, even in high school. Like, there's no pictures of me from my high school graduation because I'm a W. My last name is West. And after they got off the stage, I walked right out of the graduation ceremony because I was done with all of it. Like, and that's always something that happens in high school with like gossip and cliques and that. And that was always a red flag for me. I agree. Also being hyper positive. That's a red flag. I don't need that. I need real. I need keep it real. I need Jeff Bezos dick rocket real. Like, do not tell me it's not what it is, right?
Yeah.
And that to me is good. And I also want to add to all of that is if you are out somewhere with someone and they treat the wait staff badly, that is like, I'm like, we are not going to be friends. Like, where is the kindness?
Yeah. I think I've like cultivated the right friends because that hasn't happened to me in a really long time.
Yeah.
Like over a decade.
That's good.
You know what I mean? But yeah, you see it and it's shocking. And you're just like, I don't know. Oh, you know what? It happened a lot over the pandemic. You know? Like,
yeah.
Especially kind of towards, I was in New York for the beginning of the pandemic. And I would say like tail end of that. First summer, the transmission rate was really low, so people were kind of cautiously eating out, but outside.
Right.
And the wait staff was not being paid enough money. I don't know, you know, I'm hesitant to even use that kind of like modality of comparison, you know what I mean? Or even like kind of structure to be like, oh, if you get paid enough, you can be treated like shit. But, you know,
totally.
But I mean, they really were not getting any kind of benefit and only bearing the brunt of people who were just like really, really high anxiety mean, you know?
So,
agree. Like, you know, wait staff, bartenders, just anyone in the service industry, because it's not like it's their fault. Whatever you're going through is like kind of your own bullshit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Eyes on your own paper, you know, like you don't need to make other people's lives difficult. And I empathize with people who have certain kinds of, dietary restrictions. As someone who used to work in a vegan, gluten-free bakery, that was also one of my jobs I worked in a vegan gluten-free bakery that dealt with a lot of people who had like celiac disease.
Yeah.
And a lot of
people.
That's
serious.
Yeah. A lot of people who had, you know, some really serious health issues if anything like that came up. And I really empathize with that struggle too. And especially being a musician who tours a lot, like you go around the whole country, right? And you can't always get the food that you need to get. Or, you know, some people in my band are vegan, you know, and they end up just not eating in certain places. And I feel really bad. I'm like, guess what? Can't sustain on cigarettes and beer tickets alone, friends. Let's get you something, like an apple or something. Like, please eat something. But it's like when you have specific needs, you know, and you're grumpy because you're hungry, like being hangry is unfortunate. That's all. That's all.
I actually was with a friend in Paris and she was vegan and she got a baguette.
Yeah.
And then smashed a banana into it, like had a crepe guy smash a banana into the baguette. And that's what she ate. And, you know, it didn't look bad.
And some people are vegan by choice. Some people are vegan for, you know, other reasons, health reasons. It's just, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think too, Toby is just, God, Toby, you know, also Val's being difficult too, but I mean, we know where Toby's going with this, but the springing for the penthouse, that feels like a red flag I have read about, you know what I mean? In terms of like extravagant gestures right away and a poor use of money and all of these things. And, you know, the crux of their fight, I think, is really interesting because it is easy to be like, Juliet, can't you see what's happening? But it's also there's like, she has a whole history, a lifetime of Val. I think they met like at some point in grade school.
Yeah.
And so what I try to remember when they're having this tension, right, is that, and also too, like what Grandma Dee had said, you know, about Valerie being like, I like her, but, you know, don't let her boss you around or whatever it is. Like, you are kind of seeing that maybe Juliet feels like there's a pattern in their friendship, like long term, which is that Val kind of unilaterally makes decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And that must be hard for her. But Toby is too, but he's kind of like the newer, shinier thing, and she can't really see that. Mm-hmm. And I find it all to be very tragic as it's unfolding.
I know. And the truth behind all of that in business and also interpersonal relationships is like, the thing about being in business with someone is like, it really is kind of a marriage. And you don't make big choices without consulting everybody.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, it really is. And it's that way for creative businesses and, you know, more technical businesses. It's the same thing. You got to communicate and work on being a kind, generous person who cares about what other people are, you know, going through.
Yeah. I mean, have you ever gone into business with a friend?
Yeah, I think being in a band mm-hmm. is very much so like you deal with interpersonal problems constantly. You essentially live together when you're on tour 24/7, you know, so it is business and pleasure all together. And luckily, hopefully you like each other. And if you don't, you got to figure out how to talk about it.
Yeah.
And if you have creative differences, that's a whole nother discussion, you know, because that is not just interpersonal things. It's creative vision, which is exactly what they're going through in this episode. You know, they've had this dream for so long and worked so hard for mm-hmm. it. You almost want to do anything to get it off its feet. You've put so much sunken cost into it already. You're like, you want it so badly that if anything were to go wrong, it feels devastating. So there's high stakes now. And yeah. That's also something that's very relatable.
Yeah. Yeah. This was a hard episode.
You know? I know.
I really, really need them to make up. But also, yeah, I have faith. Yeah, I have faith. I'm just like, they're, you know, again, you come back to Juliet's ultimatum and it's, it seems like it's about Toby, but it's not, you know? Like, I get that it was like explicitly stated, like, you know, he stays or not, but it's not about him. It's about like their 20 years of friendship or however long they've been friends for. And yeah. I'm ready. I'm ready for the makeup montage.
Bring it on. Well, thank you so much for chatting through this hard episode, Rhoda. This has been really awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to Revel, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, be sure to rate, review, and share it with your friends. You can listen ad-free by joining Realm Unlimited at realm.fm or Realm Plus on Apple Podcasts. You can also find more shows like this one by following Realm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm.
Revel is produced by Nicole Kreuter and Kaylin West. Associate produced by Devin Shepherd. Executive produced by Molly Barton and Julian Yap. Audio editing by Kaylin West and Sam Bagala. Theme music by Hashem Asadolahi, featuring performances by Hashem Asadolahi, Josiah Lamb, Alan Ferber, and Mike Forzano. Theme music mixed by Justin Morell. Cover art by Jenny Cheng. This season of Revel is hosted by Rhoda Baeza and Kaylin West. You're listening to Revel, the co-founder. Created and produced by Realm, your portal to another world. Listen away.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the side?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
The Co-Founder is executive produced by and stars Alexandra Shipp and Sunita Mani. written by Alexis Wilkinson, Alexa Waco, and Mimi Mondal. Produced by Rhoda Baeza, Kaylin West, and Haley Wagreich. Directed by Kaylin West. Executive produced by Molly Barton, Marcy Wiseman, and Julian Yap. Associate produced by Michael Coulter. Starring Alexandra Shipp, Sunita Mani, Tony Hawk, Ryan Vincent Anderson, Bartley Booz, Cecily Louise Bro, Vishesh Chhatra, Will Dow, Trey Hall, Angel Harper, Kavi Ladnier, Leon Mandel, Samia Mounts, Jillian Monsaic, Tanya Posick, and Loa Valdez. Additional voices by the cast. Audio editing and sound design by Marissa Ewing and Melissa Pons of Hemlock Creek Productions. Supervising sound design by Rory O'Shea. Original theme and transition music by Phoebe Danskin. Music supervision by Amy Parker. Production manager, Alexis Latshaw. Casting by Sunday Bowling and Meg Mormon. Cover art by Kendall Thomas. Executive in charge for Realm, Mary Osadolahi. Special thanks to Pia Wilson.